then fire away.
All right, well, Todd Knock, man, thanks for being on my podcast. Thank you for making me take Nightcrawler seriously again.
My pleasure, Sam, my pleasure. It's great to meet you, man.
Nice meeting you, man. Like, let's just start. You're famous for Nightcrawler and X-Men. Are you fond of Nightcrawler, or is it just kind of like something you... Yeah, let's just draw him, let's make him cool.
I grew up reading X-Men, so Nightcrawler is one of my top five favorite X-Men from when I was a teenager. So, and when I first started reading X-Men comics, Chris Claremont was writing Uncanny X-Men. So getting to draw one of my favorite X-Men characters with a legendary X-Men writer was definitely a dream come true. So I loved working on the Nightcrawler comic, just personally as well as professionally.
Okay, and it shows, because you brought new life to that character, mainly because, well, you made him more of a, just teleporter. You gave him some skills, you gave him some depth. We dipped into religion a little bit with him. Yes. It was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Also, I want to talk about Wild Guard, like the American Idol / Hero competition.
Yes.
Where did you come up with that idea? That was a good idea, man.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, I've actually been a fan of reality TV show as far as when I was in art school, like with shows like Cops and MTV's The Real World, before reality TV really exploded.
Yeah.
So that's when I first created Wild Guard. I was watching Cops and wondered, what would it be like if cameras were following superheroes instead of cops? So that's when I first created Wild Guard and did it as an Ashcan mini-comic when I was still in art school. Then after I broke into the business and was working for a number of years, and after I wrapped up Young Justice, I decided I'd bring Wild Guard to the comic book shelves. And at that point, it was the early 2000s. Reality TV had exploded with Survivor, Amazing Race, American Idol. I thought, I'll do the origin story and use American Idol as the template to put this team together. So it definitely tapped into the popularity of reality TV of the early 2000s.
I mean, you always had your hand in pop culture, like, especially with the Obama-Spider-Man team-up.
Yeah.
I mean... Great idea. What was the thought behind that? Was that more of the pop culture, more of the same?
When Barack Obama was elected president, there was an article that came out shortly after that kind of getting to know Barack Obama more, and we kind of got to learn more about him as a person. And one of the parts of that interview was that he grew up reading comics, Conan the Barbarian and Spider-Man being two of his favorite comic books from when he was a kid. So Marvel got the idea of, well, let's let this historic president meet his favorite superhero in a story. So that's when Marvel decided to do a Spider-Man meets Barack Obama story, and they contacted me to draw that 5-page story for Amazing Spider-Man number 583.
Okay. Any reaction from that? Did you get like a presidential pass? Can you like commit crimes? It is totally cool.
I got to ride on the jet. No, actually, I have not heard anything from Barack Obama or the White House or anything like that, because when that comic came out, he was just starting his job. I figured he's pretty busy. So maybe someday after his second term is done, maybe I'll have the honor of getting to meet him and get him to sign my personal copy. But nothing just yet.
All right, well, Ty, like you talk about honors, it's an honor to meet you. Keep drawing a lot of my favorite guys. I will be every Wednesday. I'm buying new stuff, so thanks, man.
Thanks.
Hey, you're back at Marvel now, right?
I'm at Marvel right now. Nightcrawler, we finished our Nightcrawler series with issue 12. The new trade paperback comes out. The second volume comes out later here in May, maybe early June, and right now Marvel has me doing a lot of covers, so you can find me on a lot of different covers for different comics, and I'll be posting about what my new projects will be on ToddKnock.com and my subsequent social networks that link from ToddKnock.com.
All right, thank you so much.